Excellent.
Where's the rest of that, Leah? There we go. Excellent. Okay, so traditionally we have just a 5-minute talk for the grown-ups, just to put everything in context for Christmas. Now, as I was looking around chapel, I thought, what could I talk about this morning? And I don't know, but somehow sheep seemed to come to mind. So I thought that's what I would do, is have a little talk about sheep. And this brought to mind the fact I was in the kitchen the other day, and fortunately we do have a television in there, and I was preparing some veg, and just a bit of background noise, thought I'd put it on, and there wasn't much on, as there generally isn't in the day, and I was flicking a little bit through the channels, when all of a sudden this Australian animal program came on, and it was sort of the Australian RSPCA rescue type thing. And I don't normally watch animal programs, but what really grabbed my attention was this huge sheep. Did anybody else see it? No, it was on about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. Anyway, so what had happened was, there were some builders on a site, and they'd looked down this valley and they could see this huge sheep, and it wasn't moving around much, not at all. So they were a bit worried, and they'd called in the Australian RSPCA. Well, they went out to have a look at this ewe, and she was in a pretty bad state. Yes, she had been left behind by the farmer or the shepherd from her original flock, and so she was all on her own. She had a huge fleece that hadn't been sheared for years, and it was making her, that was what was making her pretty much immobile. It was so big and so heavy she could hardly move. Plus she'd been rolling around in the dirt, so it was all dirty and it was all matted, and she was also quite dehydrated because obviously in Australia it is very hot. Not in all places, so I understand, but particularly where Keith is, perhaps that's where the sheep was, and she was very, very still. Well, I looked at this sheep and I thought, oh, I bet they're just going to go and give her a little injection and put her out of her misery, because how were they ever going to get this sheep out of this valley? But anyway, I was wrong. There was a team of RSPCA people, and they went and they rescued her. I think I might have been out of the room at the time when they did the actual rescue, because I can't really remember whether they airlifted her or put her in the back of a wagon, because it was right in the depths of this valley. But I can remember that she was trying to run away a bit, even though she was immobile. She found a little bit of energy from somewhere, and she tried to get out of this valley. Anyway, what they did was they took her away and they looked after her. One of the first things they did was they removed the fleece, and I'm not sure if it was 2 or 3 times as heavy as a normal fleece. And instead of the 30 seconds that the shearers normally take to take these fleeces off, I think it took them about 20 minutes because they had to be really careful. But anyway, there she was. Naked, if you like. She'd had her fleece shorn off, and she looked lovely and sparkly and new and bright and shiny, and everyone was relieved and very happy, not least the sheep, I think, that she was in this state. Her rescuers were happy, and the sheep was able to go back to a new flock. So a good story with a happy ending for that ewe. But this story, you know, did almost immediately remind me of the story in the Bible of the lost sheep. Well, the Bible is full of sheep and shepherds and lambs. You've only got to do a little bit of Googling, and you can see how they all pop up all through the Bible, right from Genesis through to Revelation, all in different contexts. But the story of the lost sheep is a parable that Jesus told, and it goes like this. It's only 3 verses. Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one. Wouldn't you leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the lost one until you found it? when found. You can be sure you would put it across your shoulders, rejoicing. And when you got home, calling all your friends and neighbours, saying, "Celebrate with me, I found my lost sheep." Count on it, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue. While Jesus' story wasn't a real one, unlike the Australian sheep story, although I think you might agree it has some similarities, but the purpose of Jesus' story was to teach people about God. Now just think about these two stories as I just quickly reflect on three things. First thing, we are the sheep. I'll say that again. We are the sheep. And I know that you didn't come here this morning to be called sheep, and I do apologise, but in the story of Jesus, that is who we are. Sheep have minds of their own. They like to roam and wander and get themselves into all sorts of scrapes and situations. They think they can manage on their own. They are stubborn and they end up getting lost and separated and in desperate situations sometimes that they can't get out of unaided. Some sheep find their way back to the pen on their own, and others remain wandering on the hillside. The prophet Isaiah puts it like this: we're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we've done wrong, on him. On him. The second thing is that Jesus is the shepherd. I'll say that again too. Jesus is the shepherd. Jesus wants all the sheep to be in his flock. He's happy that he has 99, and wouldn't you be if you had 100 sheep? But he still worries and cares about the one that is missing. Even if that sheep doesn't want to be caught and has wound up in a mess on the hillside, even if that sheep has a dirty matted fleece, he is the ultimate shepherd who wants to scoop up that sheep and love it tenderly and shave off all the unnecessary heavy fleece and burdens that the sheep is carrying. Third thing, you are special to God. Whether you are one of the 99 or the one, you are special to God. How do I know this? Well, John 3 verse 16 tells us that God loved us so much that he gave his one and only son to die for us. And whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. And the Gospel of Luke tells us that the Son of God came to seek and save the lost. Without Jesus, we would all be lost sheep. It is only Jesus that can make the difference. And just remember, if you were the only lost sheep in the whole world, Jesus would still come looking for you. And he'd still die for you too. Jesus, the good shepherd, wants to care for you, guide you, and ultimately take you home to be with him. Just one more thing. I just want to read the 23rd Psalm, which over the years many people have found strength in, which is about the good shepherd. And I believe, as I was reflecting on what to say, that God really told me to read this morning, that it was really going to touch somebody's heart. I feel quite emotional, actually. So if it's for you, then I'm very pleased. But everybody will get something from this. The 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Right, so I think what